Well, the caption there says 13-10. Actually, on the electronic scoreboard, 13-11. Yep, we've moved on. That's wide. He's had a number of serves now. Is that three or four on 13?
Failed to move. And crucial is the fact that Rasmussen scoring himself and coming back into the game.
Yes. Now just the 1 point in it. That was the one that did the damage. Gator at full stretch. Oh, that's on the line. It's all level. Would you believe it?
Unbelievable. It's like a different player has been substituted in. And Peter Rasmussen's place, he started to produce the good, hitting the line. Good call by the lines person.
Remember, he was 4-12 down in this second game at one stage. And 8-13, 5 points in a row to get back to 13-all.
And was being totally outclassed as well.
Oh, nicely done. Talk about being cool in a crisis, Peter Gator. Most players, when your opponent catches back up, perhaps trying to be a little bit extravagant, but not Peter Gator.
Besides, after this rally, and he wants the towel down. Peter Rasmussen not even moving for that smash. Knew there was no way he could get to it.
Oh, incredible. It wasn't a bad lift from Rasmussen, but he knew the quality of his opponent, knew that he had all the angled shots, guessed incorrectly, thought he was going to be played down his backhand side. And now it's match point for the number one seed, Peter Gator Christensen. Champion Peter Rasmussen, 15-4, 15-13. But you have to say, what a great fight by Rasmussen. At one stage, he looked completely outclassed in this match. Again, and 12-4 down, but he really made a fight of it and didn't give up his title without a tremendous battle. But Peter Gator through, 15-4, 15-13.